Last night, an appeals court sided with 16 state attorneys general, saying they can join a lawsuit over the subsidies in Obamacare. Now, these are the payments the government makes to insurers to help them subsidize plans for low-income Americans largely. They've been the subject of an ongoing lawsuit from Republicans who consider the subsidies illegal. The AGs were worried they wouldn't be defended. Well, now they will be able to do just that, and they may need to. The president has threatened to end those payments. Let's bring in Sarah Cliff. She's a senior editor at Vox. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And first of all, how big a deal was this court ruling?
It is pretty significant. It means the Trump administration can't just quit this lawsuit and say, we agree with Congress, we think they're illegal, we're going to stop paying them. If they do that, these Democrat AGs, they can come in, they can take up the place of defending these lawsuits because the court found they have standing, that they would be damaged by this decision. So it's pretty significant, and it would certainly make it harder for Trump to explode the Affordable Care Act marketplaces if that is indeed his intention.
Well, let's remember that there was speculation that the president would decide this week on whether to cut those subsidies. He said to hurt insurance companies. He didn't see why they should benefit. Of course, you know, people behind these subsidies say that's how, you know, health care for everyone works. And by the way, these subsidies also covered lawmakers by a weird twist, lawmakers and their staffs, because congressional offices were allowed to qualify as small businesses. So what do you think happens? I mean, people are still waiting to hear what the president will say.
Yeah, there was reportedly a meeting at the White House yesterday to discuss this issue. There's really been no news to come out of it. So we're waiting to see, did they make a decision? Or, you know, maybe they've decided to stick with making the payments. It's very uncertain at this moment, but it comes at a time when insurance companies have to decide right now, are they going to sell on the Obamacare marketplaces? And if so, what premiums are they going to charge? They really want to know, are we going to have this pool of money, or do we need to charge much higher premiums to make up for that loss of funding that we might face?
Well, meanwhile, in addition to the threat of cutting the subsidies, the president keeps asking for repeal or replacement of Obamacare, and Republicans seem to be ignoring him. Lamar Alexander, for one, he heads the key health committee, who says he wants to hold hearings on stabilizing Obamacare markets, working with Democrats to fix it. In the House of Representatives, you got a group of 40 lawmakers from both parties who've called for fixes to Obamacare, again, to help stabilize the markets. They're not talking about repeal.
They aren't, and things seem pretty much stuck, at least through the end of this month into September. We're in a situation where the House is in recess. The Senate does not have the votes to move anything forward. They also have Senator John McCain back in Arizona receiving treatment, so there isn't really a clear path to how they would even get to 50 votes in the next few weeks before they go on recess on August 11th. So the momentum around repeal and replace, which kind of hit a fever pitch last week, it's really stalled. And we're seeing a possible move to bipartisan fixes in the Senate and, as you mentioned, in the House.
Well, where are we? Because regulators in Ohio announced this week that they found plans to cover some of the counties that previously had no insurers signed up for 2018. But California insurance regulators said premiums there could rise an average of 12.5% next year. Minnesota, though, said premiums are on track to go down next year. So where are we on Obamacare? Is it imploding, which is the claim?
I do not think it's imploding. I spend a lot of time looking at the marketplaces, looking at the empty areas. I think it is most accurate to characterize the Affordable Care Act as a marketplace with some trouble spots that is generally stable, where, as you mentioned, Robin, in Ohio, we had these empty counties where no companies want to sell insurance. They announced this week that they have filled those counties. We still have 19 counties left with zero plans signed up, but we're still also about, you know, 2 months away from the start of open enrollment. There's a lot of time for those counties to get fixed. So there certainly are troubles in the marketplace. They do not rise to the level of imploding or exploding, as the president suggests.
Right. But it's like pickup sticks. You pull out one and they all fall. And Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price has hinted he might not enforce the individual mandate, which is the requirement that everyone buy insurance, even healthy people, which is how it works. Can he do that?
He can certainly try. There would likely be lawsuits if he did not enforce that part of the Affordable Care Act, possibly from the insurance companies who would feel like they have been hurt by this decision, which would mean fewer healthy people sign up. But he could certainly weaken the mandate. That is an option they have talked about. We don't really know what will happen with that. We do know that some insurance plans, because they're nervous about that, are charging higher premiums next year. They're saying, we don't expect the mandate to be enforced. We expect to get a sicker population, so we're going to set our rates higher. So even suggesting the possibility, that actually raises premiums in the Affordable Care Act marketplaces.
Well, and that's going to make people angry, you know, that speculation is maybe raising their premiums. Sarah Cliff, senior editor at Vox, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.